Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Christian Celebration Center podcast. Our prayer is that this audio will encourage you in Christ and challenge you from God's Word. Enjoy the message.
Well, good morning. Good to see everybody. This is not typically how I start a message, but during worship, I just felt like an impression from the Spirit, and I got to run with it. Is there somebody here who is struggling with hip pain? Pain in the hip, it might even go up into the back, the lower back. It's really bad maybe in the morning and at night, and you just like, you struggle to get out of bed. Is there anybody here? Yeah, I see the hand. Anybody else who's struggling with hip pain? Hip pain that goes up into the back. Anybody else? Yep, up there, okay. Yeah, I want to pray for you. I feel like God wants to do something right now. He wants to heal your hip and your back pain, and you're not going to go into 2019 with that pain. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, I pray right now in the powerful name of Jesus that that hip pain would be gone. Right now in the name of Jesus, I pray healing. I speak health and wellness into that hip. I pray that you would relax any muscles that are tense, that you would relax any nerves that are pinched. Right now in the name of Jesus, I pray against that hip pain. Pain, be gone right now in the powerful name of Jesus. Lord, you paid for this. You paid for our healing. And so we speak it now into existence. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can we thank God for healing? Man, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm glad to be bringing the word this morning. It's something that, like Pastor Keith said, I'm very passionate about. And just thankful to Pastor Keith for the opportunity to preach. And I know that this church does not believe, and I don't believe, in worshiping a man. But we do believe in giving honor where honor is due. And Pastor Keith, I'm just so thankful for you. I'm thankful that you are stepping into and continue to step into what God has called you to, that you lead this church and the staff so boldly, and that you're so sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, even when he asks you to do things that might be difficult and hard to do. And I'm just so thankful for your love, your vision, your compassion for people. And man, you challenge me to be a better person, a better follower of Christ, a better husband, father, pastor. Just you encourage me and challenge me to be just a better person in general for the earth. And just so thankful for you. You make it easy to follow you as you follow Christ. And so I'm just so thankful to be on staff and serve with you. And man, God has got some amazing things planned. Does he not? Does he not? Man, God is good. God is good. I hope you all had a really awesome Christmas. I hope you got everything that you wanted. And that you would realize that those are blessings from the Lord, that he loves you so much. And I'm praying for you as we enter into the new year. And this morning, we're going to be looking at a pretty well-known passage, which covers the encounter of Zacchaeus and Jesus. And as soon as I said Zacchaeus, some of you, because you grew up in church, as soon as I said Zacchaeus, you had the Wee Little Man song start running through your head. That's fine. Just don't let that be a distraction. That's a catchy tune. And I just don't let that be a distraction, because I believe this morning that God has some unique keys in order to make this next year a new kind of year. As we end 2018 and go into 2019, I believe that this passage has a unique perspective on how we can make this new year actually new. How many of you want that? Like, how many of you are sick and tired of, oh my gosh, it is another new year? More resolutions that I'm not going to keep. More promises to lose weight. More. Another time watching that like ball drop as it counts down the seconds. Come on, I'm sick and tired of just another new year. How many of you need God to do something new this new year? How many of you need God to do something big, do something great? Come on, God, we need you to do something new this new year. Do something different, God, this new year. No more normal new year, God. We pray that we receive a blessing, an anointing unlike any other year, that we would hear from you, that we would see you this year. Amen. Amen. Well, while you're turning to Luke 19, that's where the passage of Zacchaeus had. If you have your Bible, why don't you go ahead and turn there right now, whether you have E-version or tree version. While you're turning there, I want to give you a little bit of background. We're coming up in Scripture, we're coming up on Jesus' last week here on earth. It's his last week of earthly ministry before he goes to the cross. And just a chapter before this one, in chapter 18, Jesus, like, teaches us so much in this chapter. It's chock full of stuff. He teaches us that we need to humble ourselves when we come to the Lord and our attitude in prayer. He teaches us that we need to let children come to him, that we can't be a hindrance to children. That's why I'm so thankful for this church and how we believe in empowering the next generation. There's 130 people at a winter camp, students seeking God. There are 30 to 40 people in Celebration Kids right now, volunteering, serving, leading kids in an encounter with Jesus. And I know this church believes in letting the children come to know Jesus, and I'm so thankful for that. But Jesus also throws in there that we need to be childlike in our faith. We need to be less adult, more childlike when we step out in faith, when it comes to our faith in Christ. There's also the rich young ruler. The passage is well known. A young, rich guy comes to Jesus. He's like, hey, I feel like I've kept all the commandments, but what do I need to inherit the kingdom? And Jesus is like, go sell everything and come follow me. Like, don't let anything else be put before me. And the rich young ruler goes away sad because he had a lot of money. Jesus also predicts his death and promises his resurrection. And then he caps off the chapter by doing a little something like giving sight to a blind beggar and healing him and doing an awesome miracle. And that brings us to Luke 19, verse 1. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for how your word changes hearts, changes lives, speaks to us. Thank you for the fact that your word is alive and active and living today. So God, we pray that you would mold us, that you would shape us. Lord, help us to leave this place better than when we came in. Help us to leave this place changed with momentum to go into this new year. Lord, thank you for what you're going to speak to us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have something to admit. As I've been prepping for this message, it's just become apparent. It's become so obvious, and I need to get it off my chest. And it's no slight against Zacchaeus, but I am a way better tree climber than Zacchaeus ever was. Like, seriously, you're probably like, wow, Pastor David, that seems kind of braggy. Hey, truth is the truth, okay? The truth is the truth. What, you don't believe me? Oh, you're saying that there was a song written about Zacchaeus and how he climbed a tree, and there are no songs written about me? Touche, I'll give you that one. There are no songs that I know of that have been written about me and my tree climbing skills. But in order to make my point, I've brought some pictures. So they say that this is the actual tree that Zacchaeus would have climbed in Jericho. Not sure if that's true or not. But I mean, okay, that one's a little bigger. That one's a little bigger. The first one was pretty novice style. That was like beginner level. This one looks a little bit bigger. Looks a little bit more challenging. But okay, obviously, I brought some trees that I actually climbed as a kid. This tree's in the front of my house. Yeah, it doesn't look as big as the other ones. Okay, I get that. But I mean, look at those trees. Those are advanced trees. Like, just look at those. Look at how many branches and stuff you got to navigate getting up there. When you saw the sycamore fig tree, when I looked at that, I was like, oh, come on, look at those nice, low-hanging, big branches to get a head start climbing. Like, When I was growing up, we had to deal with the city coming around and cutting off the low branches, like for safety reasons, like they didn't want us climbing trees or something. But, you know, that didn't stop me. I climbed these trees. What I find interesting is that not a single responsible adult ever came out and told me that it was unsafe to climb trees. They probably saw the pure professionalism that I was displaying climbing these trees. Either that or they just secretly wanted me to fall so that I would stop climbing their trees. But honestly, all seriousness aside, the thing that I loved about climbing trees was the view. How many of you climbed a tree in your life? You don't see very many kids climbing trees. It'd be really hard with a device in their hand to climb a tree. But you don't see that very often today. But man, I loved getting up into those trees. I loved getting as high as I could. Why? Because I loved the change in view. I loved the view. I loved the fact that I could see things differently. I loved that I could see for miles. I could see into other neighborhoods. I could see cars coming way down the street. I could see changes in the weather. I could see like dark clouds in the distance. I loved the new, fresh perspective that I had when I was able to get up into the top of a tree. And don't you feel like we need this right now? Like as 2018 ends and 2019 is about to begin, like don't you feel like we need a fresh perspective? We need a different view of what's going on. And you know, maybe 2018 was the very best year for you. You're like, man, I don't even want 2018 to end. And I want 2019 to just be the same. I don't even need it to be better, because 2018 was the bomb. For others of you, it's killing you that there are 2 days left in 2018. You're like, oh, is this year ever going to end? I can't stand this year. But as you think about 2019, you actually start to become a little anxious. Like, man, what if 2019 starts to bring different challenges, new issues, new problems? What if 2019 is worse? Regardless of which category you find yourself in today, I want you to know that God has something new. God has something new. And I want to encourage you under the title this morning, Keep Climbing Trees. Keep climbing trees. And we'll look at some keys for a new kind of new year. Back to the text in Luke 19, we find Jesus passing through Jericho. And we come across verse 2. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was wealthy. Now, this is a pretty small introduction for us to who Zacchaeus is. But to the very first readers of the Gospel of Luke, this would have told them almost everything they needed to know about Zacchaeus. See, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. In those days, a tax collector was employed by the Roman government. And their job was to go around to every person and collect taxes. Rich, poor, everybody, collect taxes. Now, the way that a tax collector made a living was that they took X amount for the Romans and then took way above that for themselves. Like, so they basically, their job was to rip people off. And so they would take more than what was required of the people to pay in order to stuff their own pockets. But Zacchaeus, he wasn't just a tax collector. He was a chief tax collector, which meant that he was in charge of all the other people who were ripping everybody off. That means that he was doubly hated. Like Zacchaeus was the lowest of low people. He was considered a backstabber. He was considered a traitor. He was considered the scum of the earth. I mean, he was ripping people off for a living, and he was good at it because he was wealthy. So we have to realize that this guy was not liked at all. He was the most unpopular person in the entire town, city of Jericho. He was mired in sin. He was so caught up in greed. But then, there was this guy named Jesus who was passing through. And in verse 3, Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So here's this short guy that has no way of accomplishing what it is that he wants to do. He wants to see who Jesus is, but he's too short to see over the crowd of people. I love the hidden meaning behind the text here. The original language paints a picture that in no way, just by standing there, would Zacchaeus be able to see Jesus. Like, just by standing still, it would have been impossible for Zacchaeus to get a glimpse of Jesus. It also paints a picture that this crowd was full of normal people, just common folk. Like, there was no nobility there. There was really nobody important there. It was just a crowd of commoners, a crowd of common people, common folk. And just like Jesus is walking through, I believe that Jesus is passing through here today. And I believe there are people here who just want to get a glimpse of Jesus. This passage also got me thinking, like, Zacchaeus is us. Like, I'm Zacchaeus. You are Zacchaeus. We are all like Zacchaeus. You're probably like, what are you talking about? Like, I like my height. I'm not short. I'm telling you, like, spiritually speaking, each and every one of us are short. The word says that each person has fallen short of the glory of God. We've fallen short of God's standards. We have ripped off God, spiritually speaking, at one point or another in our lives. So we can't look down on Zacchaeus. We are on the same level as him. And just like Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus over the common people, over the common crowd, I feel like sometimes we as believers, we are dealing with some common issues. We are dealing with some common issues that hinder our view of Jesus. Like hip pain, or like anger, or like lust, or whatever it might be. Fear, anxiety. Fear starts to crowd in on you. Anxiety starts to tower over you. Disappointment hovers over you. That report from the doctor seems to just overshadow you. And it's just like, I can't quite see Jesus. Too often we let what we see affect our movement. I've seen so many followers of Christ allow situations and circumstances to change how they follow Christ. They stop taking risks. Maybe they stop walking with Christ altogether. Maybe they walk away. They become stagnant. They become bitter. They become hypercritical of what other believers are doing. We are just like Zacchaeus. But we don't have to stand in the crowd. We don't have to stay with the commoners. We can't really see Jesus when we are just standing still amongst all of the common stuff that we deal with. So what do we do? Like, how will this next year be any different? Well, I see three keys in this passage that'll help us out. Number one, find the nearest tree. Find the nearest tree. Verse 4. So Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. This is so awesome. I think Zacchaeus must have read his Bible that morning, because he would have known that the previous chapter, Jesus was talking to people, and he was like, hey, you have to be more childlike in your faith. So this verse really paints a childlike kind of faith that Zacchaeus portrays. You know, here's this grown little man, fist full of his robe, running through a crowd of people, coins that he'd ripped off from people earlier in the morning, probably flying out, hitting the ground, and he's running towards this tree that he found. And he, with cat-like reflexes, launches himself into the tree, scales it, and perches himself on a branch. I don't think you could look more like a child. The only thing that I'm really surprised about is the fact that he was running through a crowd of people who hated him. I'm surprised nobody was like, just tripped him. That would have been awesome. No, it wouldn't have been. It would not have been. When you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling like it's getting more difficult to see Jesus because you're feeling crowded out by these normal problems, summon your inner child and scan for trees to climb. Scan above the crowd. See, long before Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus, the tree was already planted there to meet his need. The tree was already planted there. Like, God sees your needs. God sees where you're at. God has planted trees for you to climb, to get a new perspective, to see Jesus in a new and fresh way. Like, looking with hope-filled eyes just means that you're looking beyond the crowd in front of you. You're looking beyond what's right in front of you to see what's really there. The fact that God has planted that tree, that is my tree. I'm going to climb that tree because I am going to get a new perspective. Long gone are the days where I just stand amongst the crowd and let them overshadow me and overpower me and overtake me. No, I am running through the crowd like a child, and I'm going to climb that tree because I am going to see Jesus. The psalmist writes in one of the psalms that I look ahead and you're there. I look behind me, you're there. Your ever-present presence is overwhelming to me. See, God has already been in 2019. He's already been there. He's already seen what you're going to go through. He's already prepared a path. He already knows everything that 2019 has in store for you. That's why we can trust him. You look back, like Pastor Keith was saying earlier, you look back. There's God in 2018. Won't he do it again in 2019? He'll do it again. So after you've found the nearest tree, you've scanned over the crowd, you're looking with hope-filled eyes. The second key is this. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, let's look. Zacchaeus ran ahead to the tree. Like, he didn't just stand there and see the tree and be like, oh, that's a cool-looking tree. Probably climb that later. He didn't just walk slowly to it. No, he ran to the tree. He ran to a spot where he could see Jesus. I feel like we as believers, we do a great job when things come up. We do a great job of running. Most of the time, we do a great job of running. I just think sometimes we run to the wrong places. We run to the wrong places first. Like, one thing that I've noticed with this phenomena of social media is I notice that a lot of believers run to Facebook or social media in order to air out their problems. Man, I want to be a person that I don't want to run to Facebook. Like, I want to run to the book where I can see his face. Like, I don't want to air out all my stuff on Facebook. I want to air out all my stuff in this book where I see Jesus, where I see his promises for me, where I see what he thinks about me, where I see what he has for me, where I see his face a little better. I don't see Jesus very often on Facebook, but I see Jesus every single time in this book. Man, if we spent as much time in this book or in prayer as we do on social media, man, I guarantee you, 2019 is going to be a brand new year. Amen. It's going to be an awesome year. If you don't use social media, then just get into the Bible more. Get into prayer more. But if you're on social media, man, what a great goal for 2019. God, I'm going to be in your word. I'm going to be in prayer as often or more as I am on my device. I promise you, 2019 will look a lot better. The psalmist writes in Psalm 27, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. It's becoming more and more difficult nowadays to wait for things. With 6-second advertisements now, with crock pots turning into instant pots, fast food delivers now. You don't even have to wait in the drive-thru. You just wait on your couch. Some guy brings you McDonald's. This is crazy. I thought fast food was it. Like, it's fast, and there's food. Great. Now you don't even have to move to get fast food. This is dangerous for the weight loss in 2019, for sure. We are creating a world where it is becoming increasingly more difficult to wait for something. When the Bible repeats something, we know that it is important. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Hurry up. Scan for a tree. Find it. Hurry up and get there. Climb it and wait for the Lord. And you'll see the goodness of the Lord in your life. The third key is this. Stand with the right people. Stand with the right people. Verse 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. When Jesus reached the spot, Zacchaeus had already climbed the tree and he was waiting. And Jesus reached the spot, looked up to him and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord. See, when you have decided to live your life for Jesus, when you're doing things for God, when you have set apart this next year to be a new kind of new year, when you go against the grain, people notice. People notice and the chatter starts. People notice and they start to talk. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Common folk get upset when you go and stand in uncommon places. When you leave the common crowd and you're going to do something uncommon for Jesus, people will notice and they'll start to talk about it. Dedication to Christ involves some separation. You got to separate yourself from the crowd. Got to separate yourself from the crowd. Separate yourself from the wrong people. Now, that doesn't mean that you just go rogue and you got everything figured out and you don't listen to anybody. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is the wrong people will oppose you with negativity when you're on the right path, and the right people will help reroute you in love when you're on the wrong path. Did you catch that? The wrong people will oppose you with negativity when you're on the right path, but the right people will reroute you gently in love when you are on the wrong path. I'm so thankful for the godly mentors in my life, the godly men in my life who gently in love rerouted me. I wasn't really even on a path that would lead to destruction. They just knew what God had called me to. They just knew, they saw something in me, and they gently rerouted me. Hey, why don't you go this way? Why don't you go that way? They gently rerouted me in love. See, Zacchaeus didn't allow the crowd to beat him down. Zacchaeus didn't even respond to the crowd. Too often when something negative gets thrown at us, we feel the need to respond to the negativity. When instead, when negativity gets thrown to us, it's our job and our blessing to take that negativity and respond to Jesus. That's what Zacchaeus did. He stood with Jesus and responded to Jesus. And his giving all his money away wasn't some sort of ploy to rip Jesus off and buy salvation. No, what Zacchaeus' giving his money away represented was just a response to who Jesus is. He had climbed a tree. He had waited for the Lord. He had an encounter with Jesus. And his only response that he had left in him was just to give.
was to repent and do something different.
This new year, don't allow the crowd to beat you down. Don't allow fear to hold you back. Don't allow uncertainty to cause you to hesitate. Don't allow things to stop you. Stand with Jesus and respond to who Jesus is. Find the nearest tree. Hurry up and wait for the Lord. And stand with the right people. This passage, as I've been digging into it and as we have been looking at it today, it becomes more and more apparent that this passage is less about Zacchaeus and more about Jesus. This passage is more about Jesus. The fact that God planted that tree with this encounter in mind. The fact that Jesus is passing through Jericho, but with purpose, with somebody on his mind. Zacchaeus might have been overshadowed by the crowd, but he was not hidden from God. Amen. He may have been overshadowed. He may have been so short that he couldn't see anything, but God could see him. He was not hidden from God. Jesus saw him in all of his mess, in all of his sin, in all of his shame, in all of his shortness, and walked right up to the tree that he had specifically planted for Zacchaeus. The tree that represented Zacchaeus leaving the crowd and climbing into his true calling. And Jesus called Zacchaeus by name and invited himself into his life. Like, Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' life. Hey, I'm going to stay at your house today. He didn't even ask. I have to stay at your house today. It would have been so easy for Zacchaeus to just stand in the crowd. It would have been so easy for him to like, well, this is how it's been. 2018, this is how it's been. This is normal. I'm just going to stand here. This is what I know. It would have been so easy to give up because what overshadowed him seemed too great. And I just feel so strongly that people in this room today, people who can hear my voice, just 2019, don't give up. It is so easy to want to give up. It is so easy to want to throw in the towel. Maybe your marriage doesn't look like what you thought it would look like. And maybe you're contemplating walking away from it. Like, don't give up. Maybe your kids are just like, oh, I've had it up to here with my kids. Don't give up on your kids. Maybe your job, you're thinking about your job, and you're like, oh my gosh, every single day it's something new. My boss, oh my gosh, my boss. Like, don't give up. If you haven't heard from the Lord, don't give up. I feel like somebody needs to hear this morning. Maybe you've thought about giving up on life. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has planted specific trees for you in 2019 that are designed for you to gain a new perspective, to gain a new view on what's going on. You get a different look at the crowd and what's been causing you issues. You get a new look at Jesus, and you are filled with hope as you climb trees. Keep climbing trees. Don't give up. Keep climbing trees. Keep climbing them. David writes in Psalm 143, "The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed." Even the guy who is after God's own heart in Scripture is like, this stuff is too great. I want to give up. But he says, "I remember the days long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land." That feeling of giving up, that feeling like, man, I just want to throw in the towel,
That is your soul's calling you to tell you, I am thirsty. I'm parched. Just like your body, your mouth gets dry, your brain's like, man, I feel like I'm a little dehydrated. I need some fluids. Your soul does the same thing. That feeling of giving up is just your soul saying, I need a drink of the living water. I need Jesus right now. Just like your body, if you don't take a drink of water, it will give up. It's the same way your soul is. If it does not get that drink of living water, it will give up. Drink of the living water. Finish the climb. Fight the good fight. Fight through the crowd. Fight the good fight. Fight through the crowd. Finish the race. Finish that climb to that tree. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and wait on the Lord. You have been given the ability today to make this next year a different kind of new year. No matter if you're still trying to see who Jesus is, like Zacchaeus was. Maybe you're just like, man, I just need to get a glimpse of who this guy is. I'm not even sure who he is. Or maybe you've been following the Lord for years. Either way, Jesus wants to see you. He's passing through this place right now for you. And he never forsakes those who seek him. Never forsakes those who seek him. Would you bow your heads with me? Close your eyes. Jesus is passing through right now. And maybe you're here this morning, you're like, man, I have not done a great job at leading my own life this past year. Maybe this past year has been whatever it has been. Maybe you're here and you're like, man, I want Jesus to come to me and call me by name. Today is your day. When we accept Jesus, when we believe in what he has done for us, when we believe that he is God's son, when we believe that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, we have the opportunity to hear Jesus say what he said to Zacchaeus in verse 9. He said, today salvation has come to this house. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus is seeking you out today. All you have to do is believe in him today. Call out his name today. And you will be saved. So if that's you and you're like, man, I need Jesus right now. I need him to be Lord of my life. I don't know if I'm right with the Lord, but I want to be. Would you raise your hand all over this room? Right now, if that's you, you're like, man, I need Jesus to be Lord of my life for the very first time. Yeah, I see your hand. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? I see that hand. You can put your hands down. I see that hand. You can put your hands down. Church, I just want to pray for these people, and you can repeat after me. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe in you. I know that I've fallen short. I know that I haven't lived right. I know that I've made mistakes. That's why I need you to come into my life. Right my wrongs. Be Lord of my life. And lead me. I believe you died on a cross. And rose again 3 days later. I love you, Lord. Amen. Jesus didn't just come to save the lost. And what I mean by that is he came for those who were spiritually lost. He came for everybody who was not in right relationship with God. But that doesn't mean once you accept Jesus that he leaves you to fend for yourself. No, he comes to seek and to save everybody who's lost. Even if you've known him for years, but you feel lost in the crowd, he is seeking you out. He doesn't leave you out high and dry. He's there always. And this morning, I believe that it is imperative that we respond to this word, to this message, because I don't want to have another year like this last year. I want it to be a new kind of new year. I want to see God in new and powerful ways. I don't want to stand in the crowd anymore. I don't want to stand among the common issues anymore. I want to find the nearest tree, and I want to climb it, and I want to hurry up and do it and wait on the Lord. And I want to do it around people who are doing the same thing. And so would you stand? I want to invite you, as the worship team is just going to sing. They're going to sing a song that you can reflect on. I want to invite you out of the crowd and down to the nearest tree. The nearest tree is this altar area for the next few minutes. This is the nearest tree. If I'm being honest, I don't remember in all the years that I've attended this church, I don't remember a whole ton of specific messages. But I do remember a whole ton of specific times where I met Jesus here at these altars, where I heard him speak to me, where I saw his face, where I talked with him and communed with him. And so when you're ready, I just invite you to move out. And the worship team's going to start playing a song. And if you don't come forward, I just want you to make your spot a spot of reverence, a spot where you can talk to the Lord. And Pastor Keith's going to come up in a few minutes and dismiss us. But would you come? Step out right now and come. Step out right now and come to the nearest tree and wait on the Lord.
Presence of the Lord. want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to stay for a few more moments, just to seek the Lord and spend time with Him. And just as we transition, for those who need to leave, I just want to say what the last verse in this passage that Pastor David shared, this powerful message from Luke 19. Jesus said, salvation has come to this house. He didn't just say salvation has come to this man. Salvation has come to that house. And I want you to know that as you seek the Lord, as you climb the nearest tree and hurry up and wait on the Lord and get His perspective, get His heart as you head into 2019, you're going to affect the people around you. And maybe what your home needs is just one person who climbs above the crowd and just wants to seek the Lord. Maybe that's what your team needs at work. It's just one person who just seek the Lord. It's what your neighborhood needs. What your family needs. And I challenge you with that. Salvation has come to this house. Climb the nearest tree. Hurry up and wait. Get around the right people. Stand with the right people. Seeking God. And you're going to see God do a work in you as we go into this next year. Like I said, I want to give you the opportunity. If you could stay for as long as you like. We have 30 minutes till the next service. And so you stay and seek the Lord if you'd like. If you need to leave, have a blessed last couple days of the year, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday, the Lord willing, as we launch into the new year together. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening. You know, we believe God has something amazing in store for you today. And now is the perfect time to take a few moments and pray about what you just heard. If this message spoke to you, we would love to hear about it. Send us an email to office@cccmidland.com or connect with us on your favorite social media @cccmidland.